Hi, friends, and welcome to On the Edge, the audio version. You know, in my last newsletter, I made a big pronouncement. I was going to start taking Friday afternoons off. You know, I was freshly home from a vacation and felt renewed by the power of downtime and fresh air. I was planning to fully walk the talk and truly invest in self-care. It all felt so easy at the time. Was I ever in for a surprise? Let me tell you about the first Friday. I had a big client event the next day and still had to approve some documents. No problem, I thought. I'll just do it on the ski lift. Incredibly, this worked. I received and approved the documents, all while being whisked up a snowy hill. When I got to the bottom, I decided I'll just check my phone one more time. Turns out the documents weren't what the client wanted, and I needed to make some changes. Go ahead without me, I told my friends. I just need to do a few quick things. And that's when things got really messy. Had my gloves off, my hands were cold, and it was hard to read and type. Distracted by my phone, the tip of my skis caught in a rail, which was loose, and it fell down right on top of me. I mean, my phone flew out of my hand, and my skis were scattered, and I was lying on the snow trying to figure out what the heck just happened. People skied by without pausing until a tall woman in a very aerodynamic-looking ski suit sprayed to a stop, looked down at me and said, "Multitasking doesn't work." And then she skied away. You know, it's all comical now, but in that moment, you know, skis in a pile, hands freezing, my phone lost in the snow, that was deeply humbling. And let's be honest, no one wants to look out of control on a ski hill. It's where we want to look our coolest. It was the farthest thing from cool at that moment. I guess I'm telling you this because I want to be honest about how hard it is to press the pause button when the world is still moving. And if I'm being 100% real with you, I felt guilty that Friday. I mean, I was having fun while other people were working, and I was distracted by my event the next day. And I wasn't really enjoying myself as much as I thought I would. At best, I kind of felt like a fawn on wobbly legs, and at worst, I felt like a fraud. It's incredibly hard to form new habits, especially when it comes to self-care. I mean, it takes a balance of firmness and flexibility, and that can be hard to find, and it takes lots of refining before we get it right. Here's the thing, though. I'm not giving up. Self-care is a work in progress, so I may end up taking Friday afternoons once a month, or maybe picking a different day, or redefining this practice completely, but I'll keep experimenting for as long as it takes. Also, that woman in the ski suit, she was right. Multitasking doesn't work. Her comment, although a little bit offensive, was an invitation to consider what wasn't working and what I needed to re-examine. So now, how about you? Here's some questions to consider. What self-care routines would you like to try but are holding back for fear of failure? What have you tried in the past but didn't continue with because it didn't work the first time? How are you scoring on self-care and what's getting in your way? Let's face it, falling down doesn't feel good, but with a healthy dose of self-compassion and humor, we can get back up over and over again until we get it right. Folks, I wish you a great month with pauses and self-care, and I'll look forward to talking to you next month. Take care.